It's Thursday, and Thursday we strap in, put on our helmets and our speed suits to make sure that we're ready to talk motoring with David Brown, who joins us once again from drivenmedia.com.au. How are you, mate?
Well, I'm not sure I'm dressed quite as elegantly as that, but I understand your point.
Mate, today we're talking about a sexy bit of kit. It's called the Audi RS7. I've seen a few photos. That is a nice car.
We're not very good over the years at making fastbacks. And we've been terrible just recently where we've taken some big square SUVs and made the fastback a bit at the back. And it looks awkward, let alone compromising what you would have thought was the value of those vehicles, which is space inside. But there are some sedans, some lovely looking flowing style sedans that have really hit the spot. And I think the Audi, now there is an A7, that's a large four-door passenger car. There is the S7, same body, but with a twin turbo V6. And now there is the RS7, that's a rocket ship. It has the same body, but powered by a 4-litre twin turbo V8, 441 kilowatts and 800 newton metres of torque, all-wheel drive and all-wheel steering. I've got to tell you, it's got a lot of kit and it's a beautiful-looking vehicle as well.
A V8 4-litre twin turbo, that would go fairly well at Bathurst the next time the racing cars are going there. Isn't that not equivalent of the supercars that they race in Australia?
Yes, it would be getting close to that. It's a bit hard to know. It's often been talked about 600 horsepower for a supercar, and this is 441 kilowatts, which is about, getting towards 600, I think.
Yeah.
But to give you some idea, the first V8 that won Bathurst, the Falcon, back in 1967, had 170 kilowatts. This has 441 kilowatts and a lot more torque. So it's a little bit different from the V8s that I became used to in my growing up. You remember back of the 70s and 80s, there were these thumping big V8s that tended to use size rather than finesse.
Yes.
As the way to get power. This one, to give an idea of the finesse of it, is that the old V8, if you were idling, it would be like a child with ADHD. It would be twitchy and fidgeting and not very good. If you were to idle with this one, it's as quiet and as sedate as a church mouse. And driving around the city is as easy as anything. But you put your foot down, the front rises, it roars, and away you go.
Have you taken for a test drive?
Oh, yeah. Let me say some flowing secondary roads.
We're always encouraging everyone around the Hunter to drive carefully. We live a little vicariously through David sometimes. So it was fun.
Well, look, I didn't go crazy, but it is just wonderful that you have this immense sort of torque and power. That the only thing is, it's got all-wheel steering, which is fantastic for parking. Yeah. It doesn't, the rear wheels don't turn hugely, they just turn a little bit. But when you're flowing through a corner, if the corner tightens up a bit, whoosh, a car handles it beautifully, but it almost handles it in a, like in a parking space, you just turn the wheel and it goes a bit further. It's not the sort of flowing style where you're having to, as it were, come to grips with the car. Its technology is brilliant enough just to really just take you and keep you there in comfort and style.
David, you've convinced me. I would like to buy an Audi RS7. How much will I be splashing out?
Well, they're listed at $188,000.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, it gets a little worse because they've got to put on roads to that, of which the vehicle luxury tax would be in the order of another $35,000. So to drive one away will cost you $240,000 plus a bit to get it on the road.
That's the cost of a small house here in the Hunter Valley. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well,
this one, I think you can get optionals where you get massaging seats, which perhaps you might not get in the house. But then again, I understand the house does have certain other advantages.
If I go and buy one of these, I won't be lit in the house, so you won't have to worry about that. It does sound absolutely gorgeous, and I would encourage you to go and check out some photos of the Audi RS7. You got some on your Facebook page and on drivenmedia.com.au?
Yeah, particularly the Facebook page. It's called Overdrive City.
All right. And, of course, you will always find David here on a Thursday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.